My name's Arinda and I'm an addict. Oh, I'm really nervous. I'm going to try and put that to one side and kind of remember why I'm here, and hopefully I'll give a message of hope. And I do have a lot of hope in my life today, which is a far cry from where I was when I came around to the fellowship. When I first came into NA, you know, I mean, I'm nervous now and I am a bit scared, but, you know, I was so petrified of everything. You know, I was petrified of getting up, getting out of the house, going into the shower. Everything I did revolved around using, and I was really, really miserable, really unhappy, really miserable, really lonely, really sad, at basically how my life had become, because it was controlled by drugs, and it involved, everything I did involved was around using, and I knew I was in trouble. And before I came into the room, I think about 2 years before I came in, I kind of knew then that I was in a lot of trouble. And but you know, there was still a lot of denial. I really kind of felt that I'd be able to stop when I wanted to, if I chose to, even though everything that I was doing kind of contradicted that. You know, I was still working. So the denial, you know, I basically kind of thought, well, you know, I'm not that bad, you know, I'll be okay, I can stop if I want to. And I worked in the drugs field as well, amazingly enough. And, you know, and I went to work a lot of the time sick, you know, having to use halfway through the day, sort of hiding off in the office to kind of get myself together because I was feeling sick because I used. And, you know, it was a real, it was a fucking mess, basically. And it kind of continued, and, you know, I'd get a day here and a day there, and I'd think, oh, you know, I've got it sussed, I'll be all right, you know, if I need to stop, I'll stop. And, you know, for, despite the fact that I was just so miserable, you know, I was in a relationship that I was unhappy with, it was all about using, both of us, we'd argue about who was going to go and do the food shopping, because I was literally too petrified to kind of, for people to look at me, because I really thought that they'd see how hollow and empty that I'd become. Do you know what I mean? Like the sadness, the loneliness in my eyes. And basically, you know, I looked awful. And, you know, the last 6 months of my using, I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror. And if I did catch myself, you know, I'd burst into tears because I couldn't believe how grey I looked. I was really thin. And I really, really didn't like myself very much at all. So I decided to go into therapy. I thought, right, I'm going to go into counselling, that'll sort my problems out, you know, that'll help me to stop using and everything will be fine. And, you know, I went to the therapist and I was, you know, in bits. And I remember her saying to me after 2 months, saying, look, Arinda, you know, I can't help you with anything until you stop using. And I can't help you with that. And I was just like, great, you know, this is what I've come here for, you know, you're supposed to sort me out, you know, what, you know. And, but, you know, God bless her for saying that, really, because, you know, in the same sentence, she suggested NA. And I kind of knew about the fellowship a little bit because of, you know, the work that I did and so on and so forth. And I was just like, oh, for goodness sake, I don't need that. You know, I've just got a little bit of a problem with drugs. I'm not, you know, and I kind of envisaged that whole everybody sitting around in the circle, you know, like the mother fellowship and kind of. And I was like, no, that's not me. You know, I work, I go to uni. And, you know, even though I was going off sick everywhere, I was petrified at work. I could only wear a certain set of clothes because then I could wear like leggings under these jeans because they were quite baggy. And I'd try and do anything to make myself look healthy. But I just, you know, I just looked awful and, you know, just constantly, constantly paranoid and miserable and unhappy. And but I kind of went away thinking about it. And then I met somebody who was in the fellowship. I met somebody at a conference who did a presentation, a user involvement presentation, and we got talking. We used, got talking, and he told me that he was in the fellowship and stuff. And, you know, I kind of got talking to him and about it. And then a month later, I kind of phoned and said, look, you know, I'm kind of thinking about going to NA. And he told me a little bit about it. And I thought, oh, you know, what am I willing to do? You know, I just so desperately wanted to stop. You know, I tried to do a few cold turkeys, got to like the fourth, fifth days you do once the sickness goes. And that fucking emptiness, you know, that horrible hollow. I just couldn't sit with it. And, you know, I'd go back out again and I'd use and it would be back to square one. And then I tried doing home detoxes. That didn't work. And, you know, and I'd, the kind of lying, you know, I'd get like, you know, I wouldn't use, like, I'd use 9 o'clock in the morning, go to work, and I wouldn't use until 7 o'clock, and that was me having a day not using. You know, that's, and I'd really believe that, you know what I mean? I'd really believe, oh, I haven't used. And 2 days later, you know, I'd think, oh, you know, let's not use today. You know, I had 2 days not using. That sort of few hours would turn into 2 days and then 3 days. And I really, really convinced myself that I had a few days. You know, that's the kind of madness of it all. And I only knew that once I did my step one. Do you know what I mean? I didn't know it until then. And I really, really looked at what I was doing and how I was using. And the lies were just incredible, really. Really, really, really incredible. You know, I kind of got suspended from my job and thought, you know, the world was out to get me. But my life was so unmanageable and so all over the place. You know, I just thought this manager had it in for me. You know, and then when I did the step one and looked at my unmanageability, I thought, you know, actually, I'm surprised I didn't get suspended before. I mean, everything was cleared and it was all fine in the end. But the point is, you know, I was just doing everything haphazard and I was manipulating. I was, you know, trying to present myself as a really hard worker and trying to get away with other things. And you know, it worked for a while and then it basically stopped working, as these things kind of do. And so I tried to get myself clean last time and I did a home detox again and I got myself a week clean and it was just awful because it was just, it got to that point, a week clean, sleep deprivation, I was in a right state and I just couldn't cope basically and I couldn't sit in my own skin and it was horrible and I literally for that whole week I white knuckled it, I just stayed in, didn't go anywhere. And because I was too petrified and too scared and, you know, even the daylight scared me. I couldn't even, do you know what I mean? It was just curtains closed, indoors, and that was it. And I just knew this day I was going to use, you know, that was it. I just wanted to sleep. That was it. I just wanted to use enough to sleep and then I'd be fine. That's what I told myself. And I knew deep down inside that wouldn't happen. It would just be off and running again. And I phoned this friend who was in the fellowship and they lived in Nottingham at the time and said, look, come to Nottingham and I'll take you to a meeting. And I thought, oh, sod it, you know, what else can I do? You know, I'd been walking out the streets, you know, where I lived, like 3 a.m, coming back out again at 7 a.m, in and out. And I just thought, right. And I got some stuff together, got in the car, went to Nottingham, went to my first meeting. And I'm not really sure what I kind of made of that first meeting. But what I do remember was there's this really tall, 6 foot Indian guy with a turban. And I just thought, wow, you know, somebody from my background and stuff, you know, because there are, you know, this illness, you know, it doesn't care who you are, where you're from, your background, your ethnicity, nothing. Do you know what I mean? And for me, it was really nice to see somebody from my background, and you know, and I just thought, gosh, you know, because where my parents live, around Hounslow and Southall, you know, there's a lot of people who suffer from this illness, and you know, and it's just that kind of thing that it's always stays really hidden and nobody kind of gets out there and finds out about this fellowship. So, you know, for me, it was really nice. And he spoke to me afterwards and it was just, it just kind of shocked me. And then I went to a meeting the following day and it was just, I just started crying in this meeting and I couldn't stop. You know, all the similarities with the painful feelings before coming into the fellowship, you know, that kind of misery, that kind of, you know, your whole life basically being revolved around using and not being able to do anything, being scared, just existing, not living, you know, the loneliness, the sadness and all that sort of stuff, you know, really, and I didn't want it anymore. I really, really did not want it anymore. I wanted my life to change and I just couldn't do it. You know, the using, being great and happy and carefree stopped a long, long time before that. And I basically just started coming to meetings. And I found it difficult because after that initial kind of wow, you know, kind of that identification, I started seeing all the differences and none of the similarities and thought, no, I'm not like you lot, you know, really judgmental. You know, I was working, I was this, I was that, I'm all right. And it's that kind of the way addicts kind of paradoxically, you're either better than everyone, thanks, you're either better than everyone or you're not good enough. Do you know what I mean? And it was just, and I'd have days when I just felt really awful and I felt like shit compared to everybody sitting in a meeting, or I felt better than a lot of you, do you know what I mean? And I was too good to be here, actually. And ultimately, I stopped coming to meetings and I relapsed, got into the same miserable state. And then I got back to uni and I thought, oh, that'll be a focus, that'll be fine. And it wasn't, you know, sort of 2-3 weeks into uni, I started going off sick and had a wisdom tooth out, went to the doctor and said, oh, you know, I'm having all this pain, and he gave me codeine-based tablets, and the next thing you knew, I was just popping like 4 or 5 of these tablets at a time, and I thought, you know, what am I doing? And then I came back to the meetings again, and I feel better, and I'd get the identification, and I'd go off again, and thinking, oh, I'm all right, I don't need it, it's fine, I've just got a problem with drugs, I'm not an addict, and I started smoking weed, thinking that was all right, and you know, picking up key rings, thinking, you know, the weed's natural, I can have that. And, you know, and it was just all madness, and the pain and the misery was just there. And, you know, and then I'd come back and pick up another white key ring, and then I'd just not use. And the pain of not using and then just sitting in my own head and in my own skin was just too much. I couldn't do it. It was just too much. And I found it really difficult to ask for help, basically. I really just did not want to, you know, I'm self-reliant, I'm defiant, don't want to be told anything, you know, my life's been so hard, I've done everything off my own back, you know, I don't need anyone. Bollocks, I really did, do you know what I mean? That was the bottom line, I did need people, and, you know, that's the great thing about this fellowship, you know, everything in our readings is about we, not I or me. And, you know, it did take me a while to reach out, and when I did get the help and support. You know, that fundamentally for me has been really amazing. And I don't always trust people, and that's started to change, because when I listen to people in this fellowship, and I don't even know how much time I've got left. 2 minutes, right. And when I listen to people in this fellowship and they talk about the clean time that they've got and the things that they're doing in their life, that is just the little bit of trust that I need, that, you know, being here, working the steps, working on the internal madness of my head, you know, is going to give me a life. People talk about beyond my wildest dreams, and you know, when I came in, all I really wanted to do was just get clean for a while and go back to social using. I don't ever want to use again, because I don't ever want to go back there. When I did my step one and I realized the powerlessness and the unmanageability, and actually that for as long as I can remember, I've always kind of not felt right and not felt comfortable with myself. Working on myself through the steps and trusting a sponsor, you know, because ultimately that's where I take everything, is to my sponsor. And that's where that first relationship of real trust has kind of happened for me. I've lost the thread of what I was saying. Yeah, getting that kind of realization of what being an addict is about has kind of enabled me to kind of move forward, and, you know, that fear's gone a little bit. I still have it, but it is, you know, it's, my life's just become so much better, and for me, just being clean is a miracle, because I'd always resign myself to kind of having pretty much a fucked up life, pretty much always being unhappy and not feeling right with myself, and probably always going to be using, do you know what I mean? And that's not the case today. I don't use, I do things with my life. You know, I've got a higher power, because no human power could have got me clean, and I really, really fundamentally believe that. You know, I do have to pray, I do have to hand my will and my life over, because by doing that, I just leave that space to get that power into my life, which helps me kind of manage everything, basically. This fellowship is amazing. You know, if you are new around, let people know that you're struggling, because, you know, we can't do this on our own. It is an illness, it is a disease, it's never going to leave you, but there is something that you can do, by, and you can treat it here by being part of NA and getting a sponsor and working the steps. Because until you work out all the stuff internally, you know, you can't get that external stuff, and I've really realised that, because I've tried doing all that first and it just hasn't worked. It is the other way round. I'm going to leave it there. Thanks.